Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to Coco Caliente, mother and daughter production, where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny.
And today is my mom's birthday. So happy birthday, Mom. I hope everyone wishes her a happy birthday on the Facebook Coco Caliente page, because you guys have become friends and community.
And yeah, I guess when she's saying happy birthday, this is like, what's the date today?
It's the 4th, but...
The 4th, and my birthday is the 7th, but so it will actually be my birthday, I guess, the day the podcast comes out.
Yeah, so happy birthday.
So I told my husband that I'm going to be a little extra this week, and that today's Labor Day, and I said from Tuesday to Sunday, I want to do something a little for my birthday. He goes, oh, you need a whole birthday week? And I said, yeah, I'm going to be a little extra this week, so we'll see what he comes up with.
That's good. No, I like that. So we'll start off, Mom and Dad actually went to a concert last night. It was a, what is it called? The tribute band?
Yeah, like it was the Bob Seger tribute band. That means like they play all Bob Seger songs or whatever. And they've been doing it for 14 years.
Yeah, and my dad loves Bob Seger, and Mom always goes along, and I think you like it too, right?
I love it. It took, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is like, we went to like 4 real Bob Seger concerts, and then this was the first tribute band, but Dave had a great time. And
it was at a smaller venue, which I think is really nice. They had like cushions.
It was in Lexington,
seats, yeah, and like a table and stuff. And so I think that's so nice, and being crowded and standing in like a little pit area.
There was a standing area right behind us, so people did buy that and stood.
Oh man, I would not like that.
So you have your choice, but then behind there's also seats again, like the theater seats. But there is a standing area, and I'm going to say that most of the people at the concert, I'm going to say 90% of them were my age or older. There was less than probably 50 people standing, you know, which is not very many. Most people were in, all the seats were full. Most people were in seats, because I think at my age, you don't want to just run around and jump around, I'm assuming.
Well, also, I just feel like I do if I'm drinking, then I don't really drink at all. So for me, it's kind of like I like to sit.
That's way better.
Oh, that's better for you?
Yeah. Is it better for you?
No, but it's fine. I'm fine hearing through one ear. It's not a biggie. Anyways, Mom's talking about the podcast stuff. As long as, Mom, if you can hear, let's just continue. You're good.
Yeah, I can hear a lot better now.
Okay. I just like to like sit and relax. I kind of like more, your phone's going off like crazy, by the way. I kind of like the shows where it's like, yeah, like it's a show, not just a concert. So we actually went to this one thing in Port Austin where we were just in somebody's like yard. And I'd say there was like 100 people there, and they were playing music. It was like older gentlemen and older women. And we just laid a blanket out, and me and Arrow just like cuddled under the stars and listened to music. And like, I just like was in heaven. I love that. It's not that I don't like music. It's just, I don't like jumping and drinking.
Yeah, and it was actually that night, that was on this weekend too, and it was like a beautiful evening. The weather was perfect, not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah.
People were on the streets line dancing and dancing to it, and you know, and
very old school.
And it was very, very nice and very relaxing. That's what I've loved about Port Austin all summer, is any day of the weekend that we're up there, you can find music somewhere. And it's just, you know, and you can just go sit in a chair and listen. I swear there's like music somewhere every single Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Anytime I've looked, I've found some. So it was nice.
Yeah, I know it is.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, so mom told me this funny story. She went with her friends, Carrie and then her husband, Dwayne. But she was telling me this story, so she's going to tell you guys now.
It was just really funny. So we decided to eat at the same restaurant. There's a restaurant. What's it called?
The theater?
Lexington Pub. Oh. Anyways, it's like, but they have really good food, not just bar food. And so the theater's hooked onto that. So she wanted to go out to eat before. So I said, why don't you just make reservations at the same place that the concert's at? That way we don't have to like hurry and go from one place to the next. So she did. And we're sitting there. When we were walking in, I said to Dave, because we had been camping all weekend, I'm like, I cannot eat a burger or any like food like that, because we ate it like, everybody was cooking this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. There was a lot of... So anyways, on the way in, I saw somebody had perch, and I was like, oh my gosh, that looks so good. I'm going to get perch when we go in, or fish or whatever. So we're sitting there waiting, and the waitress comes and gets our drink order, and then she comes back out, and I was reading the menu, and the perch, it said it comes with... You didn't get to pick your sides. It comes with, it said, like, veggie... seasonal vegetables and red skin potatoes, and then the perch or whatever. So Carrie ordered, and she ordered a quesadilla, and then I ordered second, and I ordered the perch dinner. And when I ordered, and Dave and Dwayne both said they're going to get the perch too when I decided to. So we were all getting perch. So she said, we're out of red skin potatoes. So I was like, looked at the menu and I didn't see any other choices. I said, so what's my choice? And she said, extra veggies. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, I was like a little bummed because I liked potatoes, but I said, okay, that'll work or whatever. So then Dave ordered next, and then he said, I'll have it. And you could get your fish cooked whatever way. And Dave just said, I'll do the same as she did. And so she said, okay, and took his. And then Dwayne, Carrie's husband, said, I'll order the same thing too with the wedgies. And I didn't know if I heard him wrong, or if he said the veggies or whatever, because the choice was only they didn't give you a choice. So she's like, okay, or whatever, and she said, I'll be right, or she took our order and left or whatever. And then we're sitting there, and it was like 5 minutes later, and I said, I'm really bummed that I'm not going to get potatoes. I like said, I wish they had like baked potatoes or mashed potatoes instead of like lots of vegetables. Not that I don't like my vegetables, I just like my potatoes. And Carrie says, no, you're getting wedgies. And I said, what? And she said, you guys are all getting wedgies. And, you know, she means wedge potatoes. I'm laughing to myself because I said, no, she said extra veggies. And Dave, Dwayne, and Carrie all looked at me and said, no, she said wedgies. And I said, why would the waitress call the potatoes instead of wedge potatoes wedgies? I said, I don't think you're right, because why would she call them wedgies? And we were like each had a couple drinks, and I was just sitting there giggling literally to myself. And they were all shaking their heads at me like, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Then Dwayne goes, ask the waitress. And I'm like, no, you guys, just wait to see what the food comes or whatever. And then it was like 10 minutes later, and she walked by. It was pretty busy in there. And Carrie called her over there, and she's like, hey, they all ordered the fish. They're all getting wedgies with that, right? And the waitress goes, so what did you say? And at that point, like, I could not hold it in, because then I was like, I am 100% right. So I started, like, I had to put my head down. Like, I couldn't even look at her because I was uncontrollable laughter. And I was like holding my stomach, and I was like trying. And then she goes, wedgies, they're getting wedgies with their food, wedgie potatoes. And the girl goes, they're getting veggies. And then she like looked like she was stressed. So then I tried to stop laughing, and I looked at her. I said, I am so sorry. I said, when you left, I told them you said extra veggies, and they all said you said wedgies. She goes, oh, I'm glad you heard me right, at least, because she was like stressed about it. And then it was just so funny because everybody started laughing. And then Carrie goes, well, about Dwayne, well, can he at least get some french fries then? And she's like, oh yeah, sure, or whatever. And she walks away, and we're all laughing because I'm just like, I'm like, you guys, The waitress ain't gonna come out and call the wedge potatoes wedgies. I said, I don't know where you got that from in the first place. But if you would have just been there, and
what are those potatoes called?
Wedge.
Are they like the fries that like KFC has?
Yeah, I would think they're. Yeah. Well, I never heard nobody call them wedgies before.
No, she just has like a nickname for the potatoes. Mashed potatoes. We're getting some mashies.
Yeah. That's why I was like, you guys,
curly fries. You're gonna get some curlies with those, okay, girls?
Yeah. So that's why I was like, you guys. I looked at all three of them. I said, she said extra veggies. I said, she's not going to call the potatoes wedgies.
Were you kind of surprised that three of you, she had to be kind of surprised that three of you ordered a meat fish with extra veggies. I just feel like that's not like very common.
Well, they just said, I'll order the same. And he said, he'll take the same. But Dwayne actually said wedgies. And I was like, huh? But she probably didn't know what he said or whatever, because wedgies and veggies. And he says, I'll take it with the wedgies like that. And I was like, huh? And then I was just like, okay.
Carrie must call them wedgies.
Yes, I said to Dave, do you even know what a wedge? What the heck do you even think? And I don't know if it was because Dave was listening to Carrie and Dwayne so much, say wedgies, that he's like, no, she said wedgies. Oh, but he was so, this was the funniest part, is when I said, I told them, you know, and she's like, well, I'm glad somebody was listening. Dave goes, no, I knew you said veggies too, because he got embarrassed because it was just so funny. And oh, it was just the pure laughter when she's standing there asking her, what are you saying? And then me putting my head down because I
she
could
was
not...
serious. So the waitress was like, it doesn't look like she's joking with me.
They were all serious. Yeah. And I just could not.
She probably thought you meant pulling their underwear up. They're coming with wedgies, right? And she's like, what?
She was like, what did you say? And then Carrie, she's just so, they're getting wedgies with them, right? She's like, and that's when I finally had to like look up, because she's like, I said, I did say it in laughter. I said, when we ordered, you said extra veggies, right? There's, tell me you saying wedgies. She said, no, and I'm so happy it's extra veggies. I'm so happy that you at least heard me right. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's a good story.
But
it was.
But anyways, we had a great time. And my kids gave me a lot of crap for going, because she booked this way back in April. And we usually camp right next to where this, we always camp on Labor Day. It's a family. That's our family. We usually try to celebrate my birthday, which we didn't this time. And we usually camp by there, Port Sanilac, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's right by Lexington. So at that time, I did not know we're going to be 45 minutes the other way. So it's like an hour and a half. So the kids are both of them are like, you really have to leave? You know, so I was like, oh, and they almost talked me into canceling, but I didn't. And I'm glad you had fun. But we didn't. But yeah, it was a great time. It was a great time. Dave said he'd go again and see the same people over again. So must have been a good time.
Dad would go see Bob Seger every single day if he could.
Dave was determined, because Bob Seger is from Michigan, that Bob Seger was going to show up. And he's like, I cannot not go and cancel and stay camping, because for one, we bought the tickets already. And two, he said, what if Bob Seger showed up? I would never, ever live that down. So I was like, we'll go. But I was actually glad we did. We had a really good time and a lot of laughs. We definitely.
No, that's good. You do got to get out with your friends.
We definitely had a lot of laughs. Want to smell better everywhere? Let's face it. If our underarms aren't the only place we have odor, that's why I'm excited to tell you about Lumi Whole Body Deodorant for pits, privates, and beyond. I actually use this product and I am in love with this product. My favorite, I tried everything. I like it all, but my favorite is the roll-on deodorant, and I just cannot believe how well it works. And I'm trying to use all the different scents. I'm kind of stuck on the coconut one right now, but I just cannot believe how good it works. And I think everybody should try this, and you can use our code, and it is COCO, C-O-C-O. LumiDeodorant.com, and it will give you $5 off a starter pack. And the starter pack's really awesome. That's how I started out, and I've already placed two orders since then. Lumi was created by OBGYN, who developed a uniquely formulated pH balanced deodorant. It's aluminum free, skin safe, and clinically proven to control odor for up to 72 hours. And did I mention that it's also clinically proven to control body odor better than a shower with soap alone? 12 hours after a shower, and you're still smelling great. The average person has a odor level 6 out of 10. With Lumi, the average odor level is 0 out of 10. Now, like, what a difference that makes. And I mean, I am a firm believer, and I am not, I will never go back to regular deodorant. And like I mentioned, we have a special offer. New customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with the code COCO, COCO, at LumiDeodorant.com. Get yours and try it today.
So Victor is actually coming home from Puerto Rico today. He went to see his parents, but mostly I think he really was missing his grandma because he hasn't seen her in a long time. Has it been a year maybe? I don't know. It seems like it's been a while. Yeah, maybe a year since we were in Puerto Rico last time. So he was super excited to go surprise her. He surprised her. And his parents were actually somewhere in Puerto Rico, like on like a little vacation. So he got like 24 hours just with his grandma. So he showed up at her place. He said that
Did he surprise her?
He surprised her, no. So he like knocked on the door and said, "Gude!" And then she was like screamed back that she's showering in her because her door screen door was locked. And he texted me and he's like, "She has no idea it's me. Like, I don't know who she thinks is knocking on her door." And then when she came and saw him, she was just like so, so excited. And then right away she's like, "You're going to stay with me, right?" So he actually stayed with her, is staying with her in her, like, they have like apartments right next door to each other. They're like connected. His family owns these apartments. So they're connected to each other and it's just really cute because she like made the room up for him. She's been cooking for him nonstop. He took her like to go see some stuff and to some shops and out to lunch. So he's just having such a great time. And I think that the bonding of one-on-one was just so important for Victor that I'm really happy he's getting that. And he didn't have to, I love his grandma so much. So like, I was like, "Oh, I would have loved to spend time with her." But when I'm with him in Arrow, he has to concentrate. So I don't speak Spanish. So he has to concentrate on translating for me all the time. And then he also has to help chase a toddler around. And it's very, very, very hot in Puerto Rico right now, and it's hurricane season. So I was like, I just want him to be able to enjoy family time.
And I think it's the best that he went to spend time with her because, for one, yeah, like that, he is distracted a lot more with Arrow. But Victor's grandma is like the loveliest. She is like, she does not speak English, she's very, I'm going to say the wrong word, like, and receptive, like, to, like, how, like,
nonverbal communication.
Yeah. It's like when I was stressed out at Nicole's wedding during the bachelorette party, there was so much going on and I was just running around and my foot was swelling and she could just must have seen it in my face that I was just like worked up. She came and like just got up off the couch and came and like rubbed my back and like, it's kind of, I think she said, "You okay?" or "It's okay," or something. She did say some kind of an English word at me, like, and it was just like she just like got out of the blue, was just watching me and must have thought I needed kind of like a little hug. And she come over and she like, and she's just, yeah, she's just a very sweet woman. But Victor lived quite a few years with her during when there was
Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, so they grew really, really close. So I bet she really misses him. So this is great for her too to be able to spend.
And I think I like
that time with him.
I do want to see or go once a year for me and Arrow, like make that normal. But I think he needs to go like three times a year at least, like every 3 or 4 months, just go down.
Even if it's for 4 days.
Yeah, go down and spend that time because I think his grandma is like, I mean, he just like, it's like one, his favorite person. I swear. It's so sweet. Like he just idolizes her. He loves her so much. And I really want him to get as much time with her as possible because they live so far away and she doesn't traveling on her. She can travel fine and she does it without complaining at 83 years old. But I mean, it's hard on me as a 31-year-old, so you don't want to like put that on her all the time. So
she would never tell you if it is hard. Even no, she would. That is hard on her, no. She would not tell you.
She would never know.
She doesn't even tell you if she's cold or anything. She, when she was in Michigan, could tell she was cold, and we like basically had to give her extra clothing to wear. You know, this is a few years ago, because she does not complain. She does not. She just goes about.
Yeah,
she's a tough woman. Yeah, I will tell you that about her. She's a very strong woman. I can. You know, you can feel it. She reminded me of my grandma Boucher. Like, yeah. My Boucher. Does she you?
Yeah, she...
Cooking for you,
she
caring,
also reminds
very
me of
strong.
Dad's mom, too, as well. Like, my grandma Franzel, she reminds me of just, like, just can take care of a million kids if she needed to. Just
and,
so caring.
And no complaints. And just...
Yeah, just hard. Like, you can just see their hands are just hardworking. And she had, like, a lot of animals and stuff growing up. And she still, like, makes... so much food, so much, I don't know, it's amazing what she does. And I think that's her love language, is taking care of people. So she does cook for like Victor's dad. I think like almost every single day she'll just cook and whoever comes. And I think that's so cool. So he gets like choices of two dinners every night. So,
I'm sure, and Victor will probably try to give her breaks and take her out for dinner too. Cause I know.
Yeah, he already took her out for lunch and stuff. I think that she like prefers though to cook. You
know
what I mean?
Think she does too, but
just like Grandma Franz.
But him, he's going to try to, I know. I bet you by the end of the week, he's taken her out a few times.
Hopefully. Yeah. So yeah, just kind of wanted to fill you in on that. Cause I haven't really said much about that trip, because I guess I was kind of like, people are they gonna be like, why didn't you go with him? And I'm just like, I think that one-on-one time is super important. And
oh, a four-day trip for you and Arrow though to Puerto Rico would be rough, because that's like a lot of traveling for the baby there and back.
And the car ride is like from the airport to where they live, Hialeah, is over 3 hours, and it's so windy that I puke the entire time, so it's like really hard on me. That's kind of why, too. I was like, I don't want to put Vic through that. And he told me this time, he goes, I said, we were talking on the phone, we were laughing. I was like, hey, remember when you took me up that steep hill? What were you thinking, me and your baby? And he goes, he's dying laughing. He goes, yeah, I got an SUV this time in case that happens. Because we're like skidding down the hill. I'm like, yeah. Last time we got like this little car.
That was very scary.
Oh, that was so stressful. But anyways, yeah, no, it's perfect. And I'm so happy for him to get to spend time with his grandma.
And I think if you were gone and had to fly, you would fly as much as you could singly, like to,
oh, for
you know,
sure.
Even
that's
if he
normal.
Was busy with work. Yeah. That's
I think we need to normalize
that. That's 100% normal for people to just go and spend time with their family.
Well, no,
yes.
That's good. Yeah. I think that does need to be normal.
No, it is Vic normal. I don't know why you don't feel like it is.
I don't know. I feel like you're
I know
supposed
a lot of
to
grandmas,
go as like a, I feel
no.
like, why isn't, I bet you 100% if I were to share this on the internet, today's Monday, I guarantee you I'm going to have right now like 100 DMs. Why aren't you with Vic? Why aren't you with Vic? Why don't you go see Vic's family? Why don't you? And it's like, we do. I do.
We just seen them. They were just here.
I know, but I'm just telling you.
No, but I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this is normal. I know, so, like, say... this is a lot, and I know a lot of people like this, but say you lived out of state and you had a baby, me and dad would not come stay with you for a month or two. I would come by myself. That is normal.
Yeah,
like,
Victor's,
do you know
mom
what I'm
goes
saying?
All the time too. Ashley's by herself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they spend it months is, apart. So that is normal.
It's 100%
okay,
normal too. I know so many mothers, like Nina, you said, she, or like your, yeah. She goes and the dads stay home a lot. They tend to the house. They do the things, and this is just the opposite. A lot of people go see.
Yeah.
It's 100% normal. I don't know why she's feeling like it's not normal.
Well, that's good. No, that's good.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, just want to give you a quick breastfeeding update. It's still happening, but not as much. So just before nap time and nighttime is when I'm trying to limit it to. I know a lot of you guys are on this journey with me. And yes, he is a little over 2 years old, and I am so ready to stop. It's starting to get more and more stressful. Like last night I was like, Arrow, please. Like I'm so close to putting hot sauce on my boob. Like you guys have no idea. I've gotten, my cousin told me to do that, who breastfed till 2.5 years. And Victor told me to do that. And they didn't even talk to each other. I just like, don't know what that's going to do. And like, once I do it, I think, do I have to do it every time? I don't know, but I'm very close to being totally done.
I hope you would put something besides hot sauce. What if you, that sounds a little mean. Harsh. Yeah.
Well, I think that like the hot sauce that we eat isn't like super hot. Like Frank's hot sauce.
Oh, no.
Yeah. See, no, it does sound harsh, doesn't it?
A little bit.
But people do it, I guess. But then what am I going to do? Have him screaming that his mouth's on fire? Like, I feel like that's even worse. I'm a pushover and I just keep giving in and it's getting really hard.
Yeah, because I'm looking at her like, no, we're going to think of something different. Because he literally, like, if he gets anything in his mouth, he doesn't like, he asks water. He needs a drink and he'll like,
yeah, let's think of something else. Like, yeah. Can we think of something sour maybe?
Yeah, some pickle juice or something.
He likes pickle juice. He
will not like pickle juice on your boob.
I'm not going to sit there and pour. I don't know.
I don't know. Hot sauce just seems a little harsh. We got to discuss this.
I agree it does. So maybe we can find a different step. Yeah, I just kind of got to figure it out because I'm starting to.
So if you guys have any suggestions of what. Can you hear me good?
Yeah.
So if you can have any suggestions of what to put on.
I've tried Band-Aids. He does not care about that. I've tried like the pasties. He does not care. Like he knows they come off. He's really smart. I actually bought that wrist thing that like attaches the two wrists together. And for a 2-year-old, I put it on once and he already knew how to take it off, like the Velcro and everything. So I have to send it back. I feel like that's not normal for a kid to be able to take that off at just 2 years old. Right?
Yeah. He's very, very smart. His favorite game, I think I talked about this last time, he loves to play Duck Duck Goose. And like this week we had a lot of, at the campsite, we had us stayed, and then my sister and her fiance, their family stayed. And then, well, anyways, there's like five different campers of people. And so they were all down at ours. We had all these picnic tables. We had the picnic tables and the other tables set up and people were eating. And he went around to each person and he was like, duck, duck. This was Saturday morning, like doing duck, duck, goose. And he did a couple rounds or whatever. And it was so sweet. It was like, he was going duck, duck, duck. And he got to me. And it was just to my back. And instead of saying anything, he put his arms around me. He goes, I love you, Mia. Mm-hmm. It like melted my heart. Everybody at the table was like, oh, it was like the sweetest thing ever. I was like, okay, you just melted grandma's heart right now. Like I didn't get a duck or a goose. I got the,
that's so sweet.
I love you, Mia.
And the night before was the first time he did that to me. And now I'm like, I'm so like, I want him just to say that out of the blue all the time to people. So far, I think it's just been me and you, right?
Yeah, that's
out of the blue, which is super cute.
I mean, he'll say, if you say I love you, he'll say I love you. This was just in the middle of Duck Duck Goose. That was totally out of the blue. Yeah. And like in front of everybody. And it was
today he did it twice. He was eating macaroni and cheese at the table and he was watching Minions and he goes, I thought it was a TV at first. I love you so much, Mama. And then I was like, and I looked up and he said it again. I said, oh my God, sweetie, I love you so much too. And then on the way here to Mia's, I think it's like when he gets excited, he wanted to come see Mia today. And so we're in the car or whatever, and he's in his car seat and he goes, Mama, I just love you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope this never stops. I said, I love you, Arrow. Please never stop telling Mama that. Like just randomly, that's like the best thing ever. Because how did he come up with that just out of the blue? He must know what it means and feels love. He has to, right?
Well, yeah, because when he grabbed me, it was like in a big bear hug from behind. So, I mean, he knew it was like, it's probably because when we hug him and say, I love you, it's like, we're usually embracing him or like rocking him.
And he
him
just
or...
looks at you with your eyes. He's saying happy birthday to me. And today he just looks her in her eyes so genuinely with a head tilt. And he just sings happy birthday to Mia. He's been practicing at home.
He says happy birthday to you, then happy birthday to Mia.
It's so cute. No, he has so much love to give. He wakes up so happy to take on the day. It's so cute. But I said to him, I said to Mom, well, why wouldn't he? He has like, his two best girls just loving on him all day, every day, giving him whatever he wants.
Yeah, and it's so funny because and when he's not here, I FaceTime him quite a bit, and if I'll just show him one of his toys or something that I'm playing with, and he'll like click the phone off and say to Nicole, "I want to go to Mia's."
Yeah,
like he knows like what's there, and he wants to go over to Mia's like right now. So like just take it. He's funny, and I got him some new. His new obsession mm-hmm. is Hot Wheel cars. He loves
Which
Hot
I
Wheel
love,
cars.
I love this obsession as well because they're small, they're affordable, and there's so many you can get. And when he goes to the store, that's what he picks out of all the toys.
Yeah, and he lines them up. He drives them around. He races them. He tells us what color they are. So mm-hmm. I got him some new Hot Wheel cars today. And then I actually bought a case to hold the cars because there's so many. You know, there's just that way if he gets a car, even when I'm with him, he can come back to my house and put them in his case or whatever. And so he was so as excited. And he's like, "Thank you so much, Mia." Like, he's like, "My Hot Wheels."
And she got him a big ramp. You didn't tell him that.
No, that was supposed to be for Christmas, and I already gave it to him today.
But why would you be buying Christmas presents already? You know that they're not going to last till Christmas.
I know, but I just know he likes the Hot Wheels.
You
and
tell
Dad
that just as an excuse, and you tell yourself that. But
yeah,
that
it just
not.
Showed up yesterday, and I already put it together today, and he loves it. So now I'm going to take a break, though. Hot Wheel, I'm going to not buy anything. Just like when we go to a store, let him pick out a Hot Wheel to add to his case here, because I think it holds 48, and I only have about 15. So until we get that case full. And then he can put them all down the ramp. And but it's a pretty cool ramp anyways.
So another quick thing is if you saw my Instagram, you saw that my dog Beyonce got some surgery. She's a 15-year-old dog. Her and Paris are both 15. Anyways, she had like these like cyst growth things on her back that were getting like bigger. And she was biting at them because I know that they were like she was insecure about them because she's had them for like 6 years. But suddenly the last like 6 months, they were like bugging her enough to where she was biting them because she's also having food allergies that she's never had. So we got them removed and the surgery went really well. And she just has like 3 huge incisions on her back. But that is always super scary. I canceled it like 3 times because I get so nervous something's going to happen to her because, I mean, 15 times 7, whatever that is. Like, if you just think about, you know, your like 80 or 90-year-old relative going under anesthesia, it scares the crap out of you. So, I don't know. I was really scared, but everything went really well. And we have the best doctor for anyone in Huron or the thumb, actually in the thumb. Especially Santa Lake County, the best vet clinic is in Sandusky on Miller Road. And I think it's just called Thumb Veterinary Services. But they do big animals and small animals. And I just love them so much. You go there too. You don't go there anymore.
No, I take Champ. No, I don't take Champ there. I go there with you all the time.
Yeah.
With the little 2 dogs.
A further drive for me, but it's worth it.
And Champ does very well in Bad X, and it's a closer drive for him. So that's where we take him. But no, they're very receptive to phone calls with Nicole, and they'll talk about everything, and they call her because they know she's a worrywart dog mom.
Yeah, like the doctor called me after surgery, not anyone else. Like, that is just so amazing. I feel like she's such a good relationship.
Yeah, they have a good relationship, so it's perfect for your needs. It's like they're perfect for your needs.
Yeah, I guess if you're like a crazy pet parent, because my friend Jacqueline, who's also like the only other person on earth that I know is like me with animals, she goes there and she loves them. So
I like going there too.
I know.
I'm saying like I think that probably most of the vets
somebody, if you're a vet, you're probably all have really good. But I just think like they have emergency hours, which
they're never rushed in there. I'm almost with her all the time when she takes the dogs, and they never rush. If they're in there talking to her for 30 minutes about her dogs, it's no big deal, and they're busy too, and they never
can't get in for
they
like
never
months.
Ever say oh like it's never like a rush kind of thing ever. Mm-hmm. It's they're very, very good, you know, about they know they realize I think that they love animals as much as she does. And
so what it feels like though is like that they actually treat them like children, like it's like a pediatric office for your kids.
It does seem like that there.
Yeah.
Like how they like how the suckers, but then they'll do peanut butter treats or like remember how
it's
they get
so much like that. Now that I think about it, it's like the most gentle experience. They treat them like the best. So I don't know. If you're looking for
a
place
like
to go,
it is like that.
It's amazing.
I agree with her.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
If you guys have any ideas where my mom got this in my head, now I'm just obsessing with it. She's like, "How? What do you think about going to like Florida in the winter season and possibly like New Year's time?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's do it." And then, so now we're just looking at other options in case that doesn't work out. So if you or your family or anyone you know spends, because it's really cold here in Michigan in the winter, it's really harsh. And honestly, it gets dark so early, which I don't know if it's like that all over the world, but it gets dark so early. It's so cold that we never really do anything for New Year's. It's also really scary to drive on those roads that late at night. So we're like, let's go do something fun. So if you have a place that you think would be good for
us, 4-day vacation,
let us know. Yeah. Cause we really don't go anywhere else besides as a family, Florida, so we would love to try something new as well. And we prefer it to be like warmer, obviously. Yes. And then the last topic that I have for today is just that I am going to try this new, which I always say, we say stuff, Mom, do we ever follow through? But I already wrote it in my notebook, is room by room, I'm going through and I'm going to organize, not just organize my house, but like make it make more sense by changing locations of things. So the goal here is not to spend like barely any more money. It's just moving stuff in the house so it makes more sense. And it's not just aesthetically pleasing, it's functional, because I feel like I have a big house and I have a lot of wasted space on things just because it looks pretty, and I need to like switch that up. So I've been itching to do that. So that's going to be my plan for like the next 6 months. I'm going to ask Vic to help me. I'm like, "Hey, can we redo this room? Organize. I'm not painting or anything, but like it's going to be moving heavy furniture from here to there and setting up a big playroom in the basement for Arrow, so we don't have toys in every single room and a toy box. We have one in our living room, his bedroom, downstairs, everywhere.
There's toys everywhere.
Yeah. Don't you think that'd be a good idea?
Like just a big to keep play? Them in two spots. Yeah. Like yeah, the his basement room. Yeah,
that's my goal.
And I'm going to enjoy, like I said, today is Monday, Labor Day. And Wednesday, Nicole's taking me to the mall. And for my birthday, she wants to buy me an iWatch so she can track my steps. So for the next 2 days, I'm going to enjoy sitting on my Dupa as much as I can, because I'm really afraid of when she can see how many steps I take a day. She's going to be all over me. So the next 2 days, you'll find me relaxing in my chair playing Monopoly Go.
Mom, but you're going to enjoy this trip as well, right?
Enjoy what trip? The birthday what? Trip?
Wednesday no, to
I'm
the mall.
No, I'm saying after when I got that watch on, you're going to be calling me every day and say you haven't moved in an hour.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So anyways, wish me luck, you guys, because I'm a little scared about how many steps I don't take in a day right now.
But you're excited to have it.
Yeah, until I see how much I'm not moving, then I'm not going to be too excited.
You'll be putting it on Dad, and it'll be saying 25,000
steps.
Hey,
Dad already told me that. He goes, "I'm going to wear it one day to work just to freak her out." I said, "Dave, she is not going to believe that." First, that our heart rates are going to be doing and everything. I can't even imagine how many steps Dave takes.
Should I get Dad one for his birthday, or would he not wear it?
I said that. I said, "I bet you she would get one for your birthday, too, if you would want one." You'd have to ask him, because you'd want to make sure he's going to wear it for you to get it. Because
it can, what I love about it, it's like EKG, too. So if like someone, if your heart's doing something weird, I don't have that on mine because I'm like anxious. But as you get older, I think that's important. I don't know. I think that they're really great. I held out
Or should I just find mine and charge the one Jesse Nash got me because it's not a phone? And that would be probably the perfect one. But he probably, you can't track his steps and stuff with that, right?
Well, this will, yeah. You know, like, say you text him and he's talking to someone, he can hold it up and he can read that. He can, you know what I mean? There's a lot more than just steps. It's
you
like,
think Dad would understand that phone? Or understand
yeah, just him? As good as I do. I mean, I'm not super good
well,
at it.
Well,
but it
you can talk to him about it.
No, I think that'd be a good idea. And then you, Dad can spy on you too.
Oh my gosh. I am. You guys pray for me.
Then next we'll be getting Jesse one and we'll be tracking him to the T. No, what's also really nice is that, well, Dad never loses his phone because he has it clipped to his hip, but Mom loses her phone a lot like I do. And the feature where you can just like ding and find your phone is really nice. That's like a huge game changer. But yeah, and I also plan on... I don't know. We're going to have fun. I'm going to take her out to probably Bonefish Grill. It's right there. She likes Bonefish Grill or wherever she chooses. And we're going to have a good day.
Earl said we're going to hit up an arcade.
Oh, really?
We got to find an arcade. The other day, he told me, he's been talking about my birthday for a couple weeks now because ever since his birthday and he learned like the happy birthday, he always wants to know whose birthday is next. And he told me he's going to get me the arcade for my birthday. And this was like a couple weeks ago. And then this week, one day I had my wallet out because I had ordered something. So he unstrapped my wallet and he got me one of my credit cards out and he handed it to me and he said, just slide it, Mia, just slide it for your birthday. and I started laughing because it made it sound like just go buy myself for my birthday. But I knew what he was talking about. He meant go slide it at the arcade. Like there's my arcade card. Go slide it because most arcades you have to slide the cards now. But I thought it was so funny.
Yeah, I probably need to buy him a new pair of shoes. He grew out of his shoes so quick that it's like stressing me out that I got to make sure. I wish I wouldn't have bought him like all those winter boots last year. Oh.
Yeah, just buy one pair when you need them.
One pair when you need them. That's right. It. Yeah, I got to get back. I didn't even tell you that, Mom, but Vic has me on a budget.
Good.
Which is good because I want to start my farm this spring and that's going to not be cheap. They say animals are real expensive and I'm not going to be eating my animals and stuff, so they're not going to be making money. You know what I mean? So, anyways.
It's a hobby farm,
right? It's a hobby farm. And like a rescue farm. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.